Not real.
What? You are? Is any of it real? I mean, look at this. Look at it! A world built on fantasy.
Synthetic emotions in the form of pills.
Psychological warfare in the form of advertising.
Mind-altering chemicals in the form of
food.
Brainwashing seminars in the form of media.
Controlled isolated bubbles in the form of social networks.
Real? You want to talk about reality? We haven't lived in anything remotely close to it since the turn of the century.
We turned it off.
Forgot the batteries. Snacked on a bag of GMOs while we
tossed the remnants in the ever-expanding dumpster of the human condition.
We live in branded houses, trademarked by corporations built on bipolar numbers, jumping up and down on digital displays, hypnotizing us into the biggest slumber mankind has ever seen.
You have to dig pretty deep, kiddo, before you can find anything real.
We live in a kingdom of bullshit.
Maybe I should give you a name. But that's a slippery slope. You're only in my head. We have to remember that. Shit. It's actually happening. I'm talking to an imaginary person. What I'm about to tell you is top secret. A conspiracy bigger than all of us. There's a powerful group of people out there that are secretly running the world. I'm talking about the guys no one knows about, the guys that are invisible. The top 1% of the top 1%, the guys that play God without permission.
Like I move great, but I like to thank the streets that drove me crazy, and all the televisions out there that breaks me. I was
daydreaming. Thank you. God can help you.
Is that what God does? He helps. Tell me, why didn't God help my innocent friend who died for no reason, while the guilty roam free? Okay, fine. Forget the one-offs. How about the countless wars declared in his name? Okay, fine. Let's skip the random meaningless murder for a second, shall we? How about the racist, sexist, phobia soup we've all been drowning in because of him? And I'm not just talking about Jesus. I'm talking about all organized religion. Exclusive groups created to manage control. A dealer is getting people hooked on the drug of hope. His followers, nothing but addicts who want their hit of bullshit to keep their dopamine of ignorance. Addicts afraid to believe the truth, that there's no order, there's no power, that all religions are just metastasizing mind worms meant to divide us so it's easier to rule us by the charlatans that want to run us. All we are to them are paying fanboys of their poorly written sci-fi franchise. If I don't listen to my imaginary friend, why the fuck should I listen to yours? People think their worship's some key to happiness. That's just how he owns you. Even I'm not crazy enough to believe that distortion of reality. So fuck God. He's not a good enough scapegoat for me.
Thank you.
middle school, I took a visual basic class. I remember my friend Sam telling me about a technique he used to induce lucid dreams so he could study in his sleep. You lie in bed and repeat this mantra in your head. Mind awake, body asleep. Mind awake, body asleep. You're in this with me, so it'll work better if we do it together. Just say it with me. Mind awake, body asleep. Mind awake, body asleep. Mind awake, body asleep. Mind awake, body asleep.
Chemicals in the form of
food,
brainwashing seminars in the form of media,
isolated bubbles in the form of social networks.
Real? You want to talk about reality? We haven't lived in anything remotely close to it since the turn of the century. We turned it off, forgot the batteries, snacked on a bag of GMOs while we
tossed the remnants
in the ever-expanding dumpster of the human condition.
We live in branded houses,
trademarked by corporations built on bipolar numbers, jumping up and down on digital displays, hypnotizing us
into the biggest slumber mankind has ever seen.
You have to dig pretty deep, kiddo, before you can find anything real.
We live in a kingdom of bullshit.
Innovating a new future revolving around you. We give our customers the power to...
Hello, Evil Corp. We are F-Society. The people are realizing they don't have freedom of choice so long as you exist. Our latest hack was our last warning to you. Meet our demands and we will consider not destroying you. You have been warned.
Because the future is now.